Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
We're getting optimistic today about the NFL draft. The Colts are going to draft 15th, or are they? We'll talk about eight reasons to be optimistic, eight potentially optimistic results for the Indianapolis Colts as Chris Ballard matriculates his way through his eighth draft as the Colts general manager. Will this be the last one? I got to tell you, this is nut up time for Chris Ballard, and he's got to start doing the right stuff, and it's got to be different stuff than he has historically done. Because what he has done, his methodology has put the Colts in a mediocre space. 9-8 is the expectation. 8-9, somewhere around that. This is what the Chris Ballard Colts do because of a lack of elite level players at important positions. So he's got to change that up and he's got to go get somebody. And that's why somebody who's elite and dynamic and can put points on the board or keep points off the board, but most importantly, put points on the board. We're going to talk about what he needs to do and why we should be optimistic that he is in fact going to do it. We're going to talk about the Indiana Pacers. They got a win last night. They won by 17. So they come back to Indianapolis with a 1-1 tie. That's all you wanted. You want to split on the road in that first two games, or you got real problems, because winning 4 of 5 against a team you've already lost 2 against is really tough work. Pacers dominated last night. They won every quarter. We'll talk about Pascal Siakam a little bit, talk about how important he is, but also Haliburton a little bit better last night, and that's a good thing. Nembhard, kind of salty from an offensive perspective. He had 20. It's like finding 20 bucks on the street, right? That's a good day when Andrew Nembhard puts up a 20 burger in the playoffs. We'll talk about Caitlin Clark. She's getting paid. Pacers beat the Bucks. Caitlin getting her bucks. It's sitting about what the WNBA is going to pay her. Her brand value is substantial, and she's capitalizing on it correctly. We'll talk about Indiana basketball. Indiana basketball beating the bushes out in the hinterlands of Indiana, going out and visiting guys, trying to get some kind of in-state foothold for Mike Woodson and this program. We'll talk about that. This is Breakfast with Kent for Wednesday, April 24th, 2024, brought to you by 42424. Oh, it's a full house. Brought to you by the great people at MyBookie. Use promo code Kent. Only one way to spell it. Promo code Kent for a sign-up bonus that could be worth up to $1,000 winning before you even play. That's the way the MyBookie people do it. Also, a great place to do lots of stuff. It's sports betting. It's an online casino. It's all kinds of stuff. Have a great time there. Enjoy yourself. Do not bet the mortgage. It's a tip from your old Uncle Kent. And want to remind you to subscribe. We have three jerseys, autographed jerseys by one current Colt, two former Colts in the pipeline. We will give them away, one tomorrow night during our draft coverage. And then next week we'll probably give away. We'll do like one a week. And it'll be nice. You got to be a subscriber to win. So make sure and subscribe. Make sure and like the video. because that's the polite thing to do. Hit the thumbs up. Nice thing to do. You know what? I do it for every video I watch. Did it for a Texans video yesterday. What in the hell? If I'm going to like a Texans video, you should like this video. And if you want to make a donation, make a donation. No big whoop. We will share your comment or question with the class. Let's talk about your Indianapolis Colts and reasons to be optimistic about the Colts and their prospects for gaining substantial talent, especially tomorrow night. Not going to talk much about what's going to happen Friday. We'll talk about Friday, Friday. We'll talk about Saturday, Saturday. This is about Thursday. This is about the first round and what the Colts are going to be able to do in it that's going to lift them substantially toward a playoff berth. They weren't that far away last year. They have to close that gap, and the only way to do it is at the top of the roster. So here, our Colts are going to get, this is the optimistic view, going to get one of the top three wide receivers in the draft. Good news for the Colts was the medical information leaked about Malik Nabers having a shoulder that could require surgery to repair. That's good news because somebody wants him to drop in the draft. And the farther he drops in the draft, the closer the Colts are going to be to going and getting him. And as long as he's got the legs he's got, you watch a highlights. You can't see a lot from highlights because what do you see in highlights? Like basketball highlights, guys make shots. They make every shot in a highlight reel, right? In a highlight reel of a receiver, what you see touchdown receptions.
It's only a kick. A jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Again and again and again, you're like, ooh, touchdowns. We like those. Watch Malik Nabers, not the touchdown reception, not his hands, not the catch. Watch him create space. It is different. If you are a defensive back and you guess wrong, you guess he's going out when he's going in or you guess in when he's going out, there is no recovery. He accelerates in that cut and he is gone, long gone. Malik Nabers is special. He does things that you don't see other people do. You don't see Roma Dunze do this kind of thing. You don't see Marvin Harrison Jr. do that kind of thing. Malik Nabers is special. And if he drops to where the Colts can get at him, I think they're going to trade up to do it. Second point, optimism. No trade backs. I don't want to trade back at all. I don't care. If you can get the same guy at 21 that you could have gotten at 15, go ahead and take him at 15. Don't get clever. Take the best you can get when you've got your pick. Do not trade back. Gaining a fifth-round pick is not going to help this team get to the playoffs. It's not. So don't engage in that kind of foolishness. Don't use your bandwidth to create what is unimportant. Don't do it. I know. Doesn't make sense. He's saying that a fifth-round draft pick doesn't make sense. If you can gain a fifth-round draft pick, what's wrong with that? It's not what's wrong with it. It's what's right with it. What are you going to get out of a fifth-round pick in 2024. You're not going to get nothing. Maybe a special teams helper, right? But you don't need that. You got those guys like crazy all over this roster. You're bringing back every starter. This isn't about 2026. This is about 2024. This isn't about building another EJ Speed. This is about how you try to make EJ Speed better right the hell now. All right, a backup running back in the fourth and an interior offensive lineman in the fifth, not the other way around. I want somebody who can tote the rock and get positive yardage while Jonathan Taylor rests, or God forbid, he gets injured. You need a backup running back who can tote the rock and get you first downs. You have a better chance of doing that in the fourth round than the fifth round. And as far as interior offensive linemen, is there an appreciable difference between one you would take in the fourth and the fifth? The answer is no, of course not. There's no difference. They're all the same. Guards are the same in the fourth as they are in the fifth. Maybe you get a special one in the first or second, but you're not going to get anything special in the fourth or fifth. So spend that draft equity on somebody who can get you paid now. No safeties in any round, please. I'd prefer it if they sign like a vet guy, a 33-year-old vet guy in June, than drafting another safety. Please, no more safeties. Nick Crosby, we can't believe he was still on the board. My God, look at what we got. Nick Crosby is coming. Stop it. Stop that craziness. Last year, they draft a safety. He gets hurt. He got the safety, the Davis kid that they drafted a couple of years ago. He'd make it out of camp. Don't trust yourself drafting safeties. Do I need to mention Malik Hooker? No more safeties. Sign veteran safeties. Sign another Rodney McLeod. Sign another Mike Adams. Sign another, this was another team, but Quentin Michael. Sign those types of guys. They can go out. You can squeeze two more years out of a veteran safety. Go get those guys. Don't get the young guys who have to develop. What the hell is the point of that? No trades out of 24 to 25 or 26. Don't use your draft equity in 24 to bulk load future drafts. Do not do it. If Ballard takes another offensive tackle in the third, I like it. I'll take it. Because Ryman, right? Ryman, nice. And Freeland, nice. Right? Those two guys taken at that area of the draft, and they have paid off. I love both of those guys. So if you want to take another one, you go ahead. Use that third round round of tackle. I'm in. Please, no more mid to late round tight ends. We got enough of those cats. We don't need any more of those guys. Either take Bowers in the first or leave the tight end room the hell alone. Alex Campbell says, Mr. Canada, I pray that we trade up for an elite playmaker because we need it. How does Ballard not get it and continue to do the same things that haven't proven to work? Insanity, give me hope, sir. It's what I bring. It's what I bring to the party is hope. And what Chris Ballard brings is the same old methodology that got you here in the first place, right? Big J says, Ballard should learn from Pritchard. Signing a player like Siakam is a game changer when it comes to the playoffs. And that's what the game's all about, right? It's about the playoffs. I'd prefer the offense at the top, not defense. I want offense at the top of the draft. Give Richardson tools. We don't... You need a corner, but do you? Like Pierce, what's Pierce going to do for you? You got to draft over the top of Pierce, I think. Developing him seems a long shot. You got to be great on one side of the ball, and the Colts are much closer to being great on the offensive side of the ball than they are defensively. Under Gus Bradley, 28th ranked defense the last 2 years. Last year, Colts offense was 11th with Gardner Minshew as the quarterback. You are close to being elite as an offense. You're one player away and good health throughout the season, away from being elite as an offense. Defensively, you got a bunch of mediocrity all over the field. Nothing against those guys. Mediocre to good players. You are not going to be elite on the defensive end. Would you rather move from 28th to 22nd defensively or 11th to top three offensively? Hey, the answer is you'd rather move offensively. Let's talk about the Pacers last night. 125-108 winners in Milwaukee. So they even the series at one apiece. And that was a point. You split on the road. Come home. You got to win these two. Let's go. Siakam last night, 37-11-6. Halliburton, 12-12. Pacers, here's the game. 16 of 36 from three instead of 8 of 38. That's how you win games. If they had shot it that poorly again, they'd have lost yesterday. You shoot it well, you win. Good shots come from good defense, and the defense was better last night. The next two are in Indy, Friday night, 5:30 on ESPN, Sunday at 7 on TNT. Of course, all of these games are going to be on Bloomington's Voice, WGCL. Caitlin Clark, $28 million from Nike. $28 million over 8 years. That's getting paid, yo. Good for Caitlin Clark. She's going to have her own shoe, and she is going to be to Nike in women's shoes what Michael Jordan was to Nike with men's kicks. That's what's going to happen. Caitlin Clark, her signature shoe, is going to fly off the shelves by the first one. Keep it in the closet. 20 years from now, sell it, make lots of money. It's that easy. She's going to make from Nike more than 40 times, I think right around 40 times, what she's making from the Fever. That's the way it goes. And don't give me this. Oh, the WNBA players have got to make as much money as the NBA players. No, they don't. The WNBA has been nothing but a loser financially for the team owners. They have lost money with the WNBA. Now they got a chance to recoup some money. So what? They've been going into their pocket to pay these ladies to play basketball. Now they get a little money back. Herb Simon gets a little money back. Oh, no, they don't make enough. Stop that. Are you working on the 2025 class? Good. I like that. Mike Woodson, the entire staff going out and seeing Jalen Harrelson. Dylan Adams, nice. La Lumiere, Harrelson, the 11th ranked player. Adams, the 18th ranked player. It's not Dylan. His name isn't Dylan. But anyway, Harrelson and Adams from La Lumiere. Both got visits yesterday from the whole staff. Trent Sicily down at Heritage Hills. He is ranked 61st in the class. He got a visit. And Braylon Mullins, 95th in the class from Greenfield Central. He got a visit. Recruit Indiana. Don't need to fly around to see people. You can get where you need to go in a car to do your recruiting in this state. Cubs won last night 7-2. Talkman with a couple of bombs. Let's celebrate some birthdays, shall we? Dan Jarman, the great Tom Griffin, celebrating a birthday. Brad Shoemaker, happy birthday. Jennifer Bibbs Johnson, the finest second baseman in co-ed softball history out at Midwest Sports Complex. Julie knows it. Jennifer Johnson, awesome. How many double plays did we turn? Honest to God, shortstop. Sterling to Johnson to Grimmer. Double play. You heard that again and again and again, like Brickhouse used to say, Kessinger to Becker to Banks. Jim Shovlin, happy birthday. Les Patterson and the great Rick Hill celebrating a birthday. If today's your birthday, you celebrate like hell. If it's not your birthday, you celebrate somebody else. It's best done with an honest and specific compliment. Later today, we're going to talk to Dallas Flowers. He's coming back from an Achilles injury. We're going to hear from him. He's going to be wearing a White Sox hat. And Chris Hagan's going to make fun of him for it. And it's awesome. You're going to want to watch. And then later in the day, Inside Indiana Sports Now, the radio show starts in about 4 minutes on WGCL in Bloomington. Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 FM if you're in Bloomington. If you're not in Bloomington, WGCLradio.com. It's just that simple.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere. This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18-plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.